This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. A proposal to put up two commercial wind turbines in Irisburg is drawing local opposition. But as VPR's Charlotte Albright reports, the developer says the project would benefit the entire state.
David Blittersdorf is well known in energy circles as a designer of wind testing systems and the owner of All Earth Renewables, which makes solar trackers. Blittersdorf also developed the Georgia Mountain Wind Farm. He lives in Charlotte, but he's built a log cabin on Kidder Hill in the Northeast Kingdom town of Irisburg.
I bought the land because I always wanted a mountaintop place as a kid, and I always liked being high up.
Blittersdorf's cabin is powered by two 100-foot wind turbines. Now he wants to add two much larger turbines that he says will generate enough power for 2,000 homes. He says new, lower wind speed systems allow sites like this to become profitable. And he says that was a revelation for him.
Oh, here I am. I'm in my log cabin. The technology just changed. And now I could at least break even or make a profit by putting in a small community wind farm.
Each turbine would be about 500 feet high, base to blade tip, visible from many parts of Irisburg. Blittersdorf expects to sell 90% of the 5 megawatts to Green Mountain Power and would like to reserve the rest for local consumption, though that would require a change in state net metering law. Blittersdorf says even Vermont's most scenic towns need to allow wind power to replace fossil fuels. Outdoors on his deck, not far from his 100-foot turbine, Blittersdorf uses a cell phone app to measure the noise level.
So it's 5 decibels more than by law I can do with the big ones. So basically, we hear something that's higher sound level than the big wind turbines would be.
On this same afternoon, a few miles away from this cabin, 4 opponents are meeting to figure out if they can keep any more turbines from rising in their town. Michael Sandville, a hospital administrator, says he and his wife are, quote, tied up in knots about what they see as health effects of wind turbines' noise. He strongly opposes Blittersdorf's proposal, which he says blindsided Irisburg residents.
And the whole democratic process has been circumvented because of a technicality in the law that does not necessarily clarify the differences between the process of residential and industrial wind. That, to me, is a travesty.
Another hurdle for the opponents is that Irisburg has no zoning. That means the Public Service Board has no local restrictions to factor into its decision-making process, so the town is planning a referendum vote this month. Meanwhile, the Irisburg Select Board has complained to the PSB that Blittersdorf's wind test tower, erected in 2010, should have had a state permit. But the developer says he did not need permission for a test tower originally built only for residential use. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Northeast Kingdom.